While reviewing email number 3, on what is meditation, part 2, Bertil came across the 6-hour meditation practices as mentioned by one of the participants, and Bertil had so kindly explained the 6-hour practices to us as below. So this one is to benefit people who wants to know about this 6-hour. This 6-hour was actually formulated by the American monk, Venerable Vimala Ramsi, in the early day, he has another name. I forgot already. I think Sui Han told me the name before. I cannot remember. Then later on, he changed to Vimala Ramsi. The monk that introduces this 6-hour practices is quite a good monk. Any 6-hour method or technique, which he also sometimes term as a form of right effort, is quite useful and good if used as an initial skillful means to train and relax the mind. But as in many instances, they thought the 6-hour is the meditation, hence the problem. So I will explain this. This is also the reason why every time when they are doing the 6-hour, they thought they are meditating. Anyway, the 6-hour, as mentioned, consists of the following. You will listen, and if you want to try, you can. No harm, it will help you too. In fact, it is also quite useful. But don't try the last R. The last R is ask you to repeat the whole thing. No need. That one optional. I believe I have explained it also. So the first R is to recognize. So here, recognize means when you are in the formal meditation, either sitting or lying down or in whatever posture, while sitting on a chair or a couch or leaning against a wall or something or in your bed. He said, first is to recognize that your mind has been distracted by something. And the distraction can be a pain, a wandering thought, or any tension within your body. So normally, you can actually understand clearly how your mind gets distracted. When there is a sensation that you don't like, could be a pain, numbness, or itchiness, or whatever. Then that mundane mind get distracted to that particular emotion or phenomenon or sensation. Then sometimes it can also be a wandering thought, like you think a lot, heedless thinking. Then you know you are lost in thought. You cannot be mindful. You cannot be aware. So that one distracts you. So your mundane might get distracted and pull away. That's why you are not with the moment. You are not able to be mindful. Then sometimes it's a tension, tightness. You don't feel relaxed. Yeah, you don't know how to relax. So this is what he means by distraction. So to recognize that your mind has been distracted by one of these things. So it can be a sensation, a pain, a wandering thought, or tension, or itchiness, or numbness within your body manifesting as tactile consciousness, or at one of the other sense of consciousness. So any of this, like external sound, or vibration, or smell, or the taste bud taste something, or whatever, or that memory recall something. So any of this can be a distraction. So recognize it. First of all, recognize it. Immediately after you recognize, you must release it. Second hour is very important. Second hour is to release. So to release the mind from the distraction and letting it be without clinging on or reacting to it. This is exactly like what I tell you. Relax, aware. But he formulated this first 2 hours, which is very good, to let you understand that there is a distraction. But in this way, it's like explaining it to you in more detail. Understand? Like they say in Cantonese, when they draw until so clear, wah 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 chu chong, means already drawn until so clear. So this description of the first 2 hours is very good. You recognize that your mind has been distracted. And once you recognize, you have to release it. Release means don't allow the mundane mind to continuing lashing on it. Understand? Just release it. Don't want to have anything to do with it. So it's just like I say, relax, maintain awareness. But he break it up into 3-4 parts. That's why his third R is relax. Then only after you release it, then he asks you to relax. So the third R is to relax the tension or the tightness or the stress or the whatever sensation caused by that craving force. He said there is a craving force in your forehead where there is like a membrane that has been tightened, because when you grip and hold on to something, it is like that craving force cause your mind there, the membrane, to tighten, and you can feel the tension. Means you are not relaxed. So he said, go there and relax into it. Yeah. But for me, I only learn how to relax. And I don't have to go anywhere. I just relax body and mind. Every part within my form and mind, I relax. So you don't need to go to your brain there. The brain there is the source of thinking. Source of thinking. So you relax. Of course, you have tension up there, you can go up there and relax it. Or you go to the sensation, the place where there is sensation, and just relax it to it. Or wherever there is any tightness or any tension, you just relax into it. So that is what relaxation is all about. And relax into every mind state that arises. Even if you start to develop concentration or absorption or whatever through your past cultivation, you just relax into it. When energy build up, also relax into it. Tension, itchiness, whatever sensation, also relax into it. They say relax into every mind state. The word is every mind state that arises. Just relax. Then maintain awareness. Yeah. But he never say maintain awareness. Then he has this fourth R. The fourth R is actually very interesting in the sense that he teach you how to smile. He said, really smile. So like I teach you the mind sweeping method, remember? I say, feel, relax, then radiate a radiant smile to help you to relax. Understand? Then you can smile, means you are happy, you have joy. Then you cannot be angry. Then the tension all will relax by itself. That's why you must have joy, mudita. And when you have joy, you can smile, you are happy. That's why he used the four R's, re-smile. This is to relax the body and the mind of all tension and stress within. Yeah, if you cannot smile, you cannot relax. If you are relaxed and happy, then you can smile, isn't it? That's why I say, radiate a radiant smile to help you relax. So it's the same. But he used an additional R to describe it. You relax because in order to smile genuinely, there must be a relaxed state of joy and happiness. So this is the understanding why he said re-smile. But in his teaching, he never explained it. He just teach them to smile. Because he know when you smile, you are relaxed. But he doesn't know that there is this joy and happiness. Then the fifth R is to return to the object of meditation, means to return to the cultivation of anapanasati. There he used anapanasati, mindfulness of in and out breath, to anchor the mind. So this part, if you use anapanasati, is okay. You are not using anapanasati, you are using other method and technique or object of meditation, then you go back to whatever you are familiar with. But remember, people who do this are those who don't have the spiritual faculty cultivated. That's why they need a skillful means or a method and a technique to anchor the mind. But he doesn't know that this fifth R to return to the anapanasati is to develop the training of the mind to be mindful, to be aware, mindful of the in and out breath until it becomes very, very stable. until it becomes very quiet, very subtle, like no more breathing, then the mind enters the teeth. That one all he doesn't know. He doesn't understand. He didn't teach. He didn't share. So this fifth hour, you must know how to do. Whatever object of meditation you may end up with or familiar with that is suitable for you, you just develop the mindfulness of it. That's it. And let this mindfulness become very, very subtle, very stable, until the mind enters sati. It means the more refined sati is only possible when you realize paucity. Your paucity is tranquility of mind, stillness of mind, the silent mind without thought. That is paucity. And that is the fifth enlightenment factor. That's why you have to meditate until like no more breathing. Everything becomes so subtle, so quiet, so still. Then you reach that tranquility of mind, the stillness of mind. And that is your silent mind, your meditative mind, your true mind. And that one, when it's stabilized, the mind enters sati. Mind enters sati means after that, the mind is ever mindful. Then when you come out of it, it is mindful of whatever kaya movement. Then after that, whatever you see is with mindfulness. Whatever you hear is with mindfulness. Similarly for smell, taste, tactile, and thought process. Everything is done with awareness. Where your mind has entered sati. Means the mind that is in sati will be with the moment all the time. The moment of seeing, hearing, smell, taste, tactile, or thought process. They are all in sati. That's how the daily mindfulness can come about. If you don't realize paucity, tranquility of mind, stillness, or if your mind cannot enter sati, you don't stand a chance. You cannot develop the daily mindfulness. The real daily mindfulness is not what you think. Just do until it comes. Do in the formal meditation until the mind enters sati. Then continue your daily mindfulness with the daily religious routine. Then you can do your constant bowing, walking, or whatever. But maintain mindfulness, awareness throughout the day until mind enters sati. So this part, he never teach. That's why there is limitation to what he has taught. But the first four steps is very good. Help you to overcome distraction. So for those who are still not able to understand, his first hour, second hour, third hour, and fourth hour will teach you how to recognize distraction. But there are some people who learn in a slower manner, need a lot of description, need a lot of tangible thing to let them understand. But those who understand, the moment I say relax, aware, you will straight away know what you are doing already. But I don't blame most cultivators because they are not born with that understanding from the past. They don't have that type of affinity and understanding. That's why most people, I realize, they are quite slow. That's the reason why I feel that this 6 hour is useful if you were to give this attention, especially the first 4 hours. Then the fifth hour, go back to your object of meditation if you still don't have the spiritual faculty developed. Otherwise, with the spiritual faculty developed, you don't need a object of meditation, where you are in a meditative state straight away. The spiritual faculty, sadha, virya, sati, and samadhi will make you develop the meditative state of sati, sampajana, and it will come. You are in a meditative state instantly throughout the day. Then number six is a repeat. Don't do this. To repeat the above all. Because they think every time they repeat, they are meditating. Why do you want to repeat? It becomes mechanical. Then you move on. Okay. Please note that step number six, the sixth step or 6 hour, involve a lot of repetitive doing, repeated doing by the thought. Hence, very mechanical and repetitive, leading to thought-based meditation. If one clings onto the doing, without understanding what meditation is, then there will be problem. So a better way will be to replace the 6 hour with meditation via the trained mind in silent awareness instead of repeating all the first to 5 hour. This will help improve and refine upon the 6R to make it a lot better and much more useful. Similarly, step number five can be stopped once the mind is already trained until it has entered sleep. Note that step number 3 and 4 are very similar to our mind sweeping method and metta used to train and relax our mind to decondition one's heedless thinking. So see the similarity. So basically, the 6R can be a very useful initial skillful means to train and relax the mind and to decondition one's heedless thinking. So with that, I hope it can help you develop more understanding. So use the first 4 R. Then the 5th R, understand what it is. Then develop the training until the mind enters the deep. Then don't repeat it anymore. After that, you are already trained. The mind already is a deep. You are already ever mindful. So why must you go and do Anapanasati again? Anapanasati is the first category of cultivation of the Kayanupasana. So Kayanupasana is mindfulness of the in and out breath, Anapanasati, first category of cultivation. Then after that, you're supposed to continue with mindfulness of the 4 posture. Do that. Then the 3rd category of practice is develop continuity of mindfulness through Sati Sampajana. That is what the 4 foundation of mindfulness is all about. That is supposed to be the training, the daily mindfulness. So daily mindfulness include 4 posture, then mindfulness of all movement and all action within the present moment. That's what my teacher taught me. That's why all this can be understood after that.